What's shaking, Alaska? Welcome to your seismic update from across the state for the week of September 31st, brought to you by the Alaska Earthquake Center, where we monitor ground shaking 24/7. Over the past week, we recorded about 360 earthquakes. A notable magnitude 3.8 on September 27th took place on the western end of the Denali Fault between Dillingham and Bethel. I'm Ethan Berkland, a field engineer with the Earthquake Center. The field crew just wrapped up the bulk of our summer work, capped off with resuscitating an important seismic monitoring station after a decade offline. Station DCPH in the Deception Hills near Yakutat fills a critical gap for earthquake and tsunami monitoring of southeast Alaska, where large seismic events arise from both onshore strike slip faults and the offshore subduction zone. The station's long absence involved both natural and technical challenges, including bear damage, multiple lightning strikes, and its 375-foot distance to a Coast Guard comms link, which is too far for standard Ethernet cables. This summer, my coworker Devin Zygmunt and I replaced the failing communication line with a fiber optic cable. This involved digging a 375-foot-long, 6-inch-deep trench through rocky ground using pickaxes and shovels. To learn more about the trials and tribulations of this lone lookout in the Deception Hills, visit our website at earthquake.alaska.edu.